Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shanika with Nika's Talk. Today is Tuesday, May 12th. It's a little later on today. It's later on at night. Now I'm around 8:30 or so. I usually, you know, do stuff a little earlier, but hey, you know, I got busy. But I wanted to just put this information out there. I hope everybody is being safe, being well during this pandemic. I hope everybody is staying prayed up and, you know, being watchful and, you know, just taking it a day at a time. I know it's hard not to get stressed out or, you know, a lot of anxiety and, you know, a lot of things going on in your head. But just know, you know, God got you. You know, if you believe in these crucial times, you know, for real, he all we got, you know, besides family and friends, you know what I'm saying? But even them, they can't save you, you know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. But I want to talk a little bit about that I was looking into, and I'm like, wow, you know, with this COVID-19 and this quarantine and the shut-in and all this, it's a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes that people just not aware of, or, you know, maybe just not into, or whatever the case might be. So I felt like it was my duty just to share a little information with you guys. And, you know, you do your own research and look it up and see it for yourself. You can pull it up on several websites. I was just on congress.gov, and you know, congress.gov is where they make laws, you know, where they introduce laws and it shows you the progress and everything like that. So I don't know if anybody heard of this bill that, you know, has been introduced. It's always in the early stages, but we people are signing petitions against it because of what it entails. So the bill is called HR 6666. Now, let's just break it down real fast. 666 right there. You know, for anybody out there that's believers, that's, you know, believers of Christ and read the Bible, that 666 all the rooted is not good. you know, that's like the mark of the beast. Just 666 is usually devil and evil demonic numbers, but I'm not even talking about the 666. I just had to point that out there, because my thing is, like, the devil is busy and we wrestle with, you know, spirits and principalities of darkness in higher places. Higher places meaning the government and things that we can't control. Well, we can, as the people, can't control it, but we all have to stand united. That's the thing. But, you know, we're dealing with some demonic spirits, because basically this is a spiritual warfare that's going on behind the scenes, y'all. And I hope you guys see and read and pray and ask God for discernment, and he will show you the way of what's going on, because things is coming to us in a rapid pace, not in a good way. I don't know if anybody noticed, 2020 thus far has been rough. Nothing about 2020 has been really good thus far. You know, we're halfway in. This is what, May. So, you know, it haven't been that good. It's been a lot of negative stuff. But back to the bill. So it's pretty much, it's a bill. Let me just hold up. I'm going to pull it up again, because I'm going between two different, pages on my tablet here. I just wanted to read it. It's basically a bill that was introduced about COVID-19 Tracing Act, but I want to just make sure I'm saying it properly. Basically, what it does, it can authorize removing COVID-19 patients from their homes. basically, they feel as though, okay, it says the COVID-19 testing reaching and contacting everyone trace act, or the HR 6666, would authorize federal administration COVID-19 testing groups to enter Americans' homes and force testing against residents' will, and then take those who test positive to quarantine sites. Really? So now you got to understand, people, that we're slowly losing our rights daily. Now, I understand that this is supposedly a pandemic, but I call it a plandemic because this is all planned by the government. I have to speak on it. You know, you can do your research. It's so much stuff out there, guys, as far as documentaries, things on YouTube, things, articles you read. In some of these articles, such as the New York Times, Forbes, I believe. These are some reputable people that's been around for a while, as far as articles and Time as well, are talking about these particular laws, talking about things that are happening rather behind the scenes that the American people really just don't know about or haven't researched or kind of just looked over. Basically, our rights and our constitutional rights are being stripped away daily if we don't do something, or if we don't stand up and protest, or, you know, sign a petition to go against this. Because they're saying, basically, let's move it back. Like, they tell us to quarantine, right? Oh, stay in your homes, you know, do this with your loved ones. Okay, so thus far, everybody's been doing that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's been quarantined, whatever. Or, you know, just keeping away or whatever. Just, you know, keeping it to the family or whatever. But now you're telling me that you want to come in my home. You can remove my child, my mother, my grandmother, my father, whomever that you felt that they was exposed. Whether the test was negative, it doesn't even matter at this point. And it seemed like they're targeting more of the low poverty, low income areas. Of course, usually what is that? That's African American people. Not to say that, I am saying it because they even making this COVID-19 the face of Black people. Oh, Black people is the higher rate for this. Oh, Black people is at a higher rate for dying. But why is that? It was I don't know if anybody seen it, but I'm hearing B-More. They were saying that, you know, the test was contaminated, that they sent over from China. So you mean to tell me you're testing everyone, right? With these tests that are contaminated, you might be one of the lucky ones maybe to get a good one, or maybe not. And then you're going to wind up, and now, mind you, they saying people don't have symptoms. Listen, guys, this is all not to say COVID-19 or the flu, you know, isn't real. Yeah, the flu is real. But they putting a lot of more propaganda and they putting a lot of more fear in people's hearts than what it really is all about, because it's truly a bigger picture. If anybody just pay attention to, I know people don't like Trump and people think he's an idiot or whatever, but I have did some research on him, and he have done a lot of things to kind of hold a lot of stuff back that the Democrats was trying to do. And guess who introduced this good old bill that I speak of, this testing reaching contacting everybody trace act, was good old Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Yeah, like, you know, they're trying to use the smoke screen for the stimulus package for the money. Yes, because they're putting us in a bind as the American people. If you're not an essential worker, guys, you're at home. But see, everybody is essential worker. You know why? Because everybody has to work and pay bills and take care of their families. But you mean to tell me that the Democrats is making this bill up to be able, they're trying to, like I said, it's in the early stages. It haven't moved. I pray that, you know, it doesn't go too far, but this is what they're trying to attempt. So I just want everybody to be aware of what's happening, guys, and be mindful that, you know, meanwhile, I hear people say, oh, I can't wait for everything to go back to normal and, you know, we can get on with our lives. Guys, I'm sorry to tell you, and I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but it's not going back the way it is ever again. It's not. You know, these are signs of birth pains right now, as God says. You know, a lot of these things that are happening, it's in the Bible. We're seeing the Bible being fulfilled. And for those people that don't believe, pick it up, because everything is there for a reason. God, this is our lifeline, is the Bible. Our lifeline is Jesus, and our lifeline, he's the only one that can save us through these, or even get us through these evil, wicked times with our minds intact. Because right now, it's so much uncertainty, guys, of everything as far as money. People don't know what they're going to do for money. Pay their bills. You know, the children is out of school, you know, they're not going back. And then, you know, it's another thing. It's like everything's one by one. Pretty soon, it's going to be where they're going to try to do these vaccinations as well and try to make it mandatory, along with Bill Gates. Anybody pull Bill Gates up, you know who he is. He is about depopulating the earth with no medical degree whatsoever. This man does computer work. He's Microsoft. What do you have anything to do with the medical field? It's beyond me. Even, guys, do your math on Anthony Fauci. He's a Freemason. He right along with Bill Gates. I mean, it's, guys, this rabbit hole goes so deep. It's ridiculous. And it's not a conspiracy, guys, you know. And I talk to people. I mean, I get to some people. If one person just hear me out and listen and really do their research and find it out for themselves, I can't make none of this stuff. I wouldn't even want to make it, because some of this stuff is so evil and so wicked. I wouldn't even want to make any of this up. And to some of the things that I have found out and, you know, and seen, I'm just like, wow, this world, you know, God has really been covering me. But now this is the year of exposure. 2020 is the year of 2020 vision. You can see things clearly for what they really are. It's not what they might be. It's what it is. And guys, we have to accept it and put it in front of us that this is something that is bigger than us. But if we as the people will stand up, meaning myself, because I already said, you know, I would die for mine. I would die to protect my family, period. And I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going out like no punk ass chick. I'll say that. I was going to say something else. I mean, you know, arm up. I don't mean no harm. If you got to, you know, get your ammo. Seriously, get your ammo. Get your canned goods. Just have your stockpile ready, because things are not going to get better. You know, they're stringing us along with this stimulus package. Got people by the, you know, because you shut everybody's livelihood down. So now they want us to be truly dependent on the government. And that's what's happening, guys. We're truly depend on them. Especially, you know, I feel sorry for people that, you know, don't have a nest egg saved, or, you know, got something to truly fall back on. Because if you don't, you're shit out of luck. And you're waiting for this government check to sustain you for the next, you know, month. I mean, because that $1,200 didn't go very far, guys. I'm sure that $1,200 or whatever you got, a lot of people didn't even get the monies for the children. You just got the $1,200, but some people may got 2 and 3 kids, and it's supposed to be $500 per child. A lot of people didn't get it. I can talk to it because I can vouch for it because I was one of them. I didn't get it. I didn't get anything from a child. But thank by the grace of God, you know, I can sustain myself and I'm okay. But some people are not. That's my whole point. And my thing is, God will provide. He did it. And, you know, in those days, He can do it again in these days. You just have to have a faith of a mustard seed and believe in your heart that He is real. Because, guys, if you don't recognize that Jesus is real and He's upon us right now, something's wrong. Or you are maybe a part of the other side, maybe. Atheists, a devil, I don't know. But it's evident. God is evident right now. And it's, I mean, the blind can see it. He's making Himself known. He's giving us more time to get it right. Because pretty soon we won't have that. Time is of the essence. And as we see, time, we're running short of time. Time waits for no one. The day is done. You look up, you be like, wow, what the hell I do with this day? Nothing. Time is done. So back to this bill. They want to take your loved one out from you to a disclosed location and treat them. What that means is they want to take them, try to chip them with that vaccine, or probably even kill them. I'm just being honest. And the fact remains that, you know, even when you go to the hospital right now, they're letting Black people die. Period. People are dying, and more of Black people are dying on purpose. It's too many people coming on Facebook crying, like real nurses walking off because of the stuff that they're seeing that is inhumane to anybody. Anybody that has a heart could not tolerate what they're seeing right now. I know I couldn't. So imagine if that was your loved one in there. And then the messed up part is they set this up so well, they got it where as though you can't go in there and speak. God forbid something happened to your family and you want to go in there and you can't. You have that, your loved one have no advocate, no one to speak up for them. And then they do what the hell they want to do. And meanwhile, hospitals are getting paid to kill them. How crooked and evil and demonic. I mean, we're dealing with some sick people, y'all. Seriously, like, this is sick people. You got to understand, like, it's a bigger picture going on, y'all. And I believe it's in Ephesians, like, this is spirits and darkness and principalities in higher places, meaning the government and everything else that is controlling us for a new world order. This stuff we watch is on TV is actually coming to life in front of our eyes, like dead ass. And if we don't wake up, we're going to fall behind. We're going to be silly enough to get this vaccination. And then guess what? You will never see your children. You will be programmed. You will be a freaking robot. Like, literally, they're trying to get rid of us and make us, like, that vaccination actually changes your DNA, guys. Like, look it up. I'm not making this shit up. Like I said, I wouldn't even want to make anything like this up. Because to think about it makes me sick and it irritates me. They dictate the weather, y'all. Come on now. It's May. God says you ain't going to be able to tell the summer from the fall, fall from summer. And we're in May right now. Feels like a damn winter day. Like, come on. every day in Baltimore, it's been raining. Every other day is nothing but rain to keep your morale, to keep your energy, to keep your vibration low. Guys, please wake up. Meditate. Pray. God will tell you what's going on, and he will show you the way. Just like in the Bible days, he talked to David, he talked to Moses, he talked to them. He talks to us too if we listen. We just don't take the time to listen, guys, and really hear his voice and to hear his guidance. He's always there. He's ever knowing, omnipresent. He's everywhere. He put it on my heart for me to do this today because I feel like I have to let you guys know that this is happening for, because there's a lot of people that are sleeping zombies. I've always said from day one on this podcast, I say stay woke, and I say that for a reason. Don't let the enemy or whoever ever catch you sleep. Always got to be watchmen. God said, I put on earth watchmen, watching out. Because the time is near, guys. Yeah, no man know the time nor hour, but we know it's near. So guys, in your city, find out where, the petition is being held and sign it. Because guys, we cannot let this happen. We cannot let them take our loved ones out of our homes. Who are you to do that? Because you think we might have it, or you're going to force something upon us. Like we have no rights. That's not constitutional. We have rights. We have our birthrights. We have rights that they're stripping away from us day by day. Because we're going along with it. They're testing the waters to see what they can get away with. And they're going to do it. You have an ear, let them hear. And I hope you guys are listening. If I just touch one person and understand, just look it up. You can, everything I'm saying, you can pull it up for yourself. As far as the Bill Gates, as far as this Bill Act, you can pull it up and it's right there. This is something that, guys, we cannot let happen. Period. That's all. I'm not going to be too long tonight. I just felt like I just needed to share that with you, because as the people, it's a lot of people don't know. A lot of people actually think that things is going to get, better. And unfortunately, it's not. We're going to have a bumpy, long rest of this year, guys, whether we like it or not. Something that the government actually created to go against us, to take us over. It's about greed and control and power. These people are so greedy and such a control freak. They literally wants to control our lives and change who we are as individuals that God created from the beginning. You're trying to change who God created and make us into something that we're not due to them vaccinations. We can't allow it, guys. It's not right. It's not fair. And we have to stand up and fight. Whatever that fight might be, we can't just sit back and let this shit happen. Period. That's it. This is Shanika with Nika's Talk. You guys go check out my website, www.TrinityIsSheBoutique.com, especially the ladies. Might see something you like, go grab. But yeah, guys, just be aware and be observant, just stay woke and just stay vigilant. A little tongue tied today. Stay woke, basically. Y'all have a good night. Be safe out there. And just remember that, in spite of everything, Jesus loves us. He say, my people they perish for a lack of knowledge. Pick his word up, pray, and he will show you the way. I promise you. That's a promise I can definitely keep. If only you believe. That's where it boils down to. Whether or not you believe it. Alright, y'all. I'm out.